Together, we can do so much.
Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children live in poverty. Make a difference. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, I guess the question tonight, Eric, becomes, can the streak sustain what we saw from them on Tuesday?
Well, assuming that we don't have a Thanksgiving hangover, I would imagine that the streaks will come out with a little bit more energy based on the fact that they played so well at the beginning of this past week. Let's just hope that they come out with the same energy and intensity. And we, you know, when we talked to Mynika after the last game, she kind of intimated that she felt like she needed to step up. Let's see if she can do it two games in a row.
And, of course, the other person that really was a key in that game was Jessica Howard hitting those two threes and those two free throws in the fourth quarter for the Streaks in that game on Tuesday against Rock Island.
Yeah, and we had a chance to talk to Coach after the game about that, and he did say that he was at times in the game before, and I believe it was the Sherrard game, he said he got a little frustrated with some of the shots that Jessica was taking. However, after talking with the coaching staff and realizing how Jessica operates, he told us that he needs to be more accepting because she's taking open shots, she's taking good shots. They just got to start falling. She fell on hard times the last game. She hit 3 for 11. However, as you just stated, they came at the best time to hit those three.
Well, last year, she would stop shooting. And, you know, she would when she missed. I can remember that first game at Alleman last year. She had had a great tournament, and she had had a nice game against Rock Island up there. We went up and played Alleman at Alleman, and she got cold in the second quarter and quit shooting. And then in the last game, she kept shooting and was a key in the fourth quarter. And Coach Massey said after the game that he had said something to her at a game last weekend about not shooting, but now he says he's going to keep quiet and just let her shoot. And when you have the confidence of a coach like that who says, just go ahead and do it, if you're open, if you can square up, take that shot, that's huge for a kid, even a sophomore like Howard.
Definitely. And what she brings to the table is very important for this team. This team doesn't have a ton of scoring. We've primarily seen Baker, Howard, and Warner contribute a majority of the scoring in each one of the games so far this season. However, for Mynika to score, she needs space. She can't have three girls draped on her at all times. Howard gives you the ability to stretch that defense out. They now have to play honest. They can't double down right away. And realistically, on top of Howard shooting and hitting threes, Baker's actually hit pretty well from downtown herself. She's 4 for 6 from distance. So if she's more assertive in the game, too, that'll help. And it spreads the scoring around, which ultimately is great for the Streaks.
Peoria Richwood's just a great program. John Gross, their head coach, is a graduate of Peoria Limestone High School. He went to the University of Montana. He was a forestry major and couldn't get a job when they had all the cutbacks in the early 1970s, so he turned to teaching and taught botany and biology at Limestone High School for 26 years, and then he was fired at Limestone High School as a girls basketball coach and was immediately hired by Peoria Richwoods, and he has been the coach there for a while and has just done a fantastic job. And I was looking at last year's book. They have pretty much their entire squad back from last year's team. Katie Murphy, Maddie Newkirk, Mariah Smith, Amber Metzger, and Danielle DeJardins. And, you know, this team is a team that last year defeated Alleman, then defeated Morton in the sectional, and went on and lost in the super sectional to Freeport, a team that they had beaten at the Sterling Christmas tournament last year. And so I'm sure tonight and tomorrow night, Peoria Richwoods has something to prove, because tonight they play the Streaks, a team that beat them last year in this tournament. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, they're going to play Freeport in a rematch of last year's Super Sectional game.
Well, and the thing that we've been touting about the Streaks team is how young they've been and how young they continue to be and will be for most of the season. They get a little bit more experience when Daylor and Maddie Boyer come back. But this is another team that boasts pretty much seniors and juniors, and like you stated, bringing back pretty much the exact same team from last year. And we saw that the last team we saw really had that was Freeport. They brought back a very veteran team, a team that was really good last year as well. And I think we're going to see a similar thing here. So it's going to take the Streaks having to show some tenacity as well as be very efficient and definitely go through their offense and run their offense and their defense and not turn the ball over.
The sophomores earlier this evening lost to Richwoods 57-52. That's their first loss of the season. Mike Rux's sophomores are now 3-1 on the year. We'll speak to John Gross, the head coach of the Peoria Richwoods Knights, in just a moment. Our pregame coaches interviews brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The spirit will come alive in downtown Monmouth during the 21st Annual Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th from 5 to 8.
Hey kids, for just $2, you can get your pictures taken with Santa Claus inside Midwest Bank of Western Illinois from 5:30 to 8.
Sign up for a gift and enjoy refreshments at Cedar Creek Candles while you shop for your favorite Christmas decorations and candles.
Warm up with soup and coffee and free cobbler at Downtown Coffee House Cafe.
Along with fudge and cookies at Vaughn Jewelers, the 21st Annual Monmouth Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th.
All right, listen up, maggots, because I got something to say that you need to hear. It's for every man 18 through 25. You want to live in my United States? Then you've got to register with Selective Service. Fact is, you must register before you can qualify for student loans, most federal jobs, or job training. So go online at sss.gov or go to any post office. Wait a minute. You did it already? Outstanding! You've earned my respect. Hoorah!
This is Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with John Gross, the head coach of the Richwoods Knights. Richwoods 4-0 in this tournament, or 3-0 in the tournament, 4-0 in the season. They beat Manual 61-37 on Tuesday. Coach, I know when we talked to you a year ago, you were dissatisfied with your team at that time. They lost to Galesburg in this tournament, but then went on and went all the way to the Super Sectional. So things had to have gotten better after this tournament last year for you.
For some reason, we didn't come together as a team early in the season, and we really got going up at Sterling when we beat Freeport and Moline up there and won the title up at Sterling. But this year, I think we're a little more experienced, and I think these kids got their heads on a little bit better right now.
Now, Freeport's ranked number one in the state this week. You're ranked number four. You're going to play them tomorrow night. Any danger your girls looking past Galesburg to that game?
Not at all. I mean, we're since 05 when we won the tournament and went 3-0 against Galesburg, we're 0-3, so we've got a score to settle here first tonight.
So tell me a little bit about your team this year. How's it changed from last year?
I think we've got more balance. Our two really good kids in Smith and Murphy do a much better job. They're both stronger. Murphy lost her brace, so she's not wearing her brace, and that gives her a lot more jumping ability and gives her shot a little more cushion, so she's better inside. Smith now as a sophomore has just matured, and you put another year's experience on our other three starters and our first kid off the bench, and we're just pretty good.
No sophomore jinx for Mariah Smith. She was a great looking player last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year she averaged about 10 or 11 points for us a game. The first four games this year she's averaging over 20. So we're, we expect a lot out of her, but our seniors have got to step up. They're going to be the difference makers.
Now, are you the favorite in the Mid-State 6?
I think so, but Central and Woodruff are awful good, and they've played, and Woodruff already upset Central there. So, you know, we're the favorite, but they're tough teams to play against.
Well, everybody was ready to write off Galesburg after they lost 70-36 to Freeport last weekend, but then they came out on Tuesday and beat a favored Rock Island team 49-42 here. What's your scouting report on the young Streaks?
You know, young or not, they're going to have the crowd behind them. It's the Hall of Fame night. You know, that'll affect our kids. Evan always seems to have a surprise for us. He went zone, which isn't typical of an Evan team against Freeport. You know, I'm not sure what we're looking for, whether he's going to come out zone against us with our height inside or be man-to-man. Either way, hopefully we're prepared.
Coach, thank you so much for speaking with us. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's John Gross, the head coach at Peoria Richwoods. This is Silver Straight Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. Hall of Fame night here at Galesburg High School. We just had the Hall of Fame ceremony. I'm with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Galesburg and Peoria Richwoods tonight. The Streaks beat Richwoods in this tournament a year ago. Galesburg coming off a big win. Coach Massey said one of the top 10 in his career, beating Rock Island on Tuesday night, 49-42. I guess the question becomes then, you have a huge game like that, a huge win. Can the girls sustain it tonight against a team that on paper looks better than you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing to do. We didn't play a perfect game on Tuesday, but, you know, we played much improved over what we had been playing in the tournament. And Richwoods poses, you know, different issues that they've got. Real good size. They've got some excellent shooters on the outside. And then their defense, they play a matchup zone that they're real good at. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, for us, that the idea of being able to come in where we're a little more fresh than we were last weekend, where we're kind of playing back-to-back games, maybe that'll help us some.
That game was a great game. I listened to the tape of it and listened to your interview where you were all fired up, and I know we were all fired up after the game, and I'm sure the girls felt great too.
Yeah, I think they did. I hope they did. They, you know, they'd worked pretty hard. So, I think a combination of things that for where it was at this point in the season and things that, it was a win that was a big win for us because, you know, you lose it and you're 1-3 and headed into Richwoods, you know, becomes a tough thing. But I'm hoping, tonight's a different challenge. I think the big thing tonight will be our girls will have to be good passers against their zone. They can really make you look bad if you don't pass the ball well.
We heaped all the praise on Mynika Warner, Sarah Baker, and Jessica Howard the other night, and you pointed out during the interview how great Bailey Boyer and Kat Mangieri have been for your team. And of course, you know, Mangieri never thought that she was going to be starting when Taylor and Maddie Boyer went out of the lineup. So you have to be pleased with the way that Bailey Boyer and Mangieri have played. They seem to have gotten a little better each game.
Yeah, I think they have. And you know, like with Bailey on Tuesday night, I think in the second half counted up where bringing the ball up the floor that she was fouled four times. And, you know, those were ones where she's being pressured and she handles it and draws a foul. So really her ability as far as bringing it up and being strong with it, that was a big part of us being able to get to the foul line in the second half. In the second half.
What do you see as the key then against Richwoods tonight? Will you zone them like you did Freeport?
I don't know. We'll see. I wasn't real excited with how we zoned against Freeport. My reaction is like against Freeport, we just tried to do just a regular 2-3 zone and just really sit back in it. and stuff, that I don't think that's, you know, the answer for us. But there's some tough matchups for us because, you know, we've got to, if somebody's got to guard Smith and she's going to be out in the perimeter at 6 foot, and then somebody's got to guard another 6 foot post inside. So any way you cut it, if we're man, Jessica Howard's going to have to match up and guard somebody inside probably.
You're not going to play tomorrow. You'll play Monday against Metamora at 7:30. What about having that game moved to Monday night? Are you concerned about that and the quick turnaround then with Thursday in the United Township?
No, I mean, the only thing that's bad is that, you know, now there's so many games that we really don't get a lot of chance to practice, and you'd like to be able to do that. But we're still able, like this afternoon, we came in for about an hour and just walked through some things. So we'll have an opportunity before we play on Monday to maybe kind of walk through some things. But it would be nice to have a little more practice right now.
Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL. And
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Predator hangs miles above hostile territory. For 24 hours at a stretch, it hunts for roadside bombs, the weapons of choice for terrorists. And then it strikes upon command. Tom Donovan pilots the Predator, but controls the aircraft from roughly 7,000 miles away, operating near Las Vegas. Flying the Predator is Captain Donovan's part-time job in the Air Force Reserve. He can serve his country while still working full-time as a commercial airline pilot. The Air Force Reserve. Stationed locally, serving globally.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
Our pregame coaches interview is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. It's the Silver Streak girls against Peoria Ridgewoods. If you're looking for the boys, they're over on the laser on the FM side, and Mike Perry and Jim Lee bringing you that game tonight. Stay tuned now for Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by John Herman at AG Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. For tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. For Saturday, partly sunny, high around 49. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of snow showers, low around 30. For Sunday, colder, snow likely with light accumulation possible. Near steady temperature around 33 degrees. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 32.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Everybody from John Thiel Gym. This is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. Just about ready for high school basketball tonight as the Silver Streak girls, with a record on the year of 2-2, take on the Peoria Richwoods Knights. Peoria Richwoods coming into this game with a perfect 4-0 record. Let's go down to the floor now to Bill Allison, our PA announcer, and the national anthem.
But so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and white stars through the perilous fight our rampage brought together.
Now the starting lineups. First for the Knights from Richwood High School, a 5'3 senior, number 4, Amber Metzger. A 5'6 senior, number 5, Danielle Desjardins. A 5'11 sophomore, number 25, Mariah Smith. A 5'10 senior, number 32, Maddie Newkirk. And a 6-foot junior, number 33, Katie Murphy. The Knights are coached by John Gross, assisted by Todd Hersey, Ralph Gallo, Ken Baker, and Sarah Mazzarelli. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'4 sophomore, number 24, Katarina Mangieri. And a 6'1 junior, number 52, Mynika Warner. The Silver Streaks, coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Howard, Jenna Finley, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger. Your managers, Sarah Main and Lauren Riggs.
Our officials tonight, Jack DeVilder of Moline, will be the referee. The umpires are Jay Wichman of Galesburg and Dennis Anderson of Galva. The Streaks have their hands full tonight, Eric.
They do, Jim, and it's going to be another good performance, although they did beat on Tuesday a very good Rock Island team. So a performance similar to that, then they should be right in this game at the end of it. However, the key for tonight's game is stop Mariah Smith.
Streaks will be going from right to left. Richwood's dressed in their green uniforms with the white numerals and the gold trim. Mariah Smith and Mynika Warner will jump at center court. controlled by Galesburg. Bailey Boyer into the front court to Mangieri here on the near side. Now to Howard. Howard now top of the key. Bounce pass to Bailey Boyer, and she will set up the Streaks offense at center court. Near side, Sarah Baker. Richwood's opening up now in that zone. Boyer now on the right side will go to Howard. Howard works against Desjardins. Desjardins now on her, and then Boyer into Warner high post. She's double-teamed to Baker, 15-footer no. The rebound's going to be picked up by Richwoods and Maddie Newkirk. Ahead now on the break. Here's the three-pointer by Metzger, no good. The rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by Baker as Maddie Newkirk was ready to get the offensive rebound, and Baker prevented that, so it'll be Richwoods' ball in the front court.
The Streaks encountered a 2-3 by Richwoods down on the offensive end. They're going to have to run and look for the wings on the weak side.
Mariah Smith into Danielle Desjardins. Back to Smith, now to Desjardins. Into Murphy, and it's stolen away by Baker. Back come the Streaks on the attack. Sarah Baker stops at the three-point line. Into Warner, she'll put it up and through. Great pass as Baker stopped at the three-point line, brought the defense out to her, and then threw it in to Mynika Warner. We're going to get a foul called here against Galesburg, and it'll be against Mangieri on the pressure at center court. Her first. That'll be the first team foul against the Streaks.
They executed very well there. Got the ball inside on to Warner as she cut down to the block, Jim, an easy 2 points for her.
Danielle Desjardins, left side Smith. She drives the baseline all the way to the basket. Reverse layup, no good. The rebound fought for underneath. Going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's Richwood's ball off of Sarah Baker. Baker had the position. She just couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, she's got to grab that ball, and you give him an extra possession here, and you can't give Richwoods extra possessions.
Comes in underneath to Katie Murphy, and Murphy with a perfect threading pass from Smith, and it's 2-2 as Murphy puts it up and through. Back come the Silver Streaks into the front court. Jessica Howard here on the near side for Galesburg. Bounce pass to Baker. Baker drives the paint. Now we'll throw it back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now with the dribble to Baker, who pops out center court. Nana Howard on the near wing. Back up to Bailey Boyer. 6:23 to go first quarter. 2-2, Galesburg and Richwoods. Now the Streaks go right side to Howard. Back out to Mangieri, now to Boyer. Boyer against the zone. Now we'll drive the left side to Howard. She tried to square up, couldn't do it, to Mangieri on the right side. Mangieri comes cross court to Howard. Now she fakes, takes the 18-foot jumper in and out, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled out by Danielle Desjardins. Desjardins comes back up court for the Richwoods Knights. Now on the right side, Mariah Smith. High post, she gets it down to Newkirk. Newkirk drives the paint. She'll put the layup up and through.
Very nice drive there by Newkirk. She took it right past the Streaks are right into the lane for an easy two.
4-2, Richwoods. Maddie Newkirk with the basket for the Knights. Back comes Galesburg. Now Mangieri has it between the rings. She comes on the dribble with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Comes on the right side. Now comes back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer with the ball up over her head. Galesburg very deliberate on offense. They want to hold the ball, look for the good shot. Now to Baker, who pops out and then pops back in. On the high post, Warner underneath Baker, and Baker got away from Newkirk underneath and put it up and through.
That's what you want to do on the 2-3. You want to take it from the middle and from the wings. They went right to the high post, and we're able to get an easy two.
Here's Mariah Smith with the three-point shot. No good, but the offensive rebound right up and through by Maddie Newkirk. She had position on Baker. Back down to Warner, and Warner, as they beat it, they beat Richwoods back on defense. Mynika Warner puts it up and through. She has four, and it's 6-6. Galesburg comes right back down and answers. Now Mariah Smith, top of the key. Right side now. They go inside to Murphy. Nobody near her. And she missed the easy one. Gets her own rebound. Up no good. The rebound controlled by Mynika Warner. Back comes Galesburg. Oh, Richwoods had a great chance that time. Here's Boyer now. Holds up her dribble right side. Gets it to Mangieri in the right corner. Mangieri will bring it back out. Now she's getting pressure from Danielle Desjardins. Gets it to Sarah Baker at center court. Now to Boyer, who will reset the offense. 4:20 to go first quarter. 6-6, Galesburg and Richwoods all knotted up in the Hall of Fame game. Now center court, they get the ball to Boyer. Now to Mangieri. Katarina Mangieri calls out the play. Now she'll come back out, hand it to Boyer, and Boyer will hold the ball over her head to Baker, who pops out. Near side Howard, she almost stepped on the sideline, but got it back out to Boyer. Now to Mangieri. Mangieri now one dribble, bounce pass to Sarah Baker, pops out right wing, wanted to get a pass back out, but lost it. Almost an over and back against Boyer, no whistle. Now to Warner, but Warner can't control, and the Streaks just held it too long, I think, Eric.
I think so, too, and they're not being active effective enough on the offensive end. The way to beat the 2-3, like I said, was from the wings and from the middle. The other thing you want to have is a baseline runner. That possession before, Howard was running the baseline back and forth and getting some good back screens.
Shelby Pacheco in, Catman Jerry out for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Amber Metzger, now to Smith. Mariah Smith gets it on the left side now to Danielle Desjardins. They get the ball inside to Murphy. Murphy puts a shot up, no good. The rebound, Sarah Baker. She brings it out herself on the drive. Here's Galesburg now resetting their offense in the front court. Schilt still tied, 6-6. Boyer now on the right side, back up to Jessica Howard. Now to Baker, and Baker just couldn't hold on to the pass. It goes harmlessly out of bounds, an unforced turnover.
I'd like to see Jessica Howard run the baseline a little bit more, open herself up for those wing and baseline shots that she likes so much from downtown. They were doing a good job with Baker, sending her some back screens, but Warner's got to do the same thing when she crosses to her side.
Amber Metzger now in the front court on the dribble, high post Murphy, underneath now to Newkirk, who'll put it up and through. Great ball movement that time. Maddie Newkirk has 6 points, and it's 8-6 Richwoods. Back come the Streaks now. They trail by two. Near side, they get the ball to Boyer. Back up to Pacheco. Now around the three-point line, Baker, right side Howard. Back out to Sarah Baker. Baker with the ball up over her head. She gets it at center court to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now will dribble, holds up her dribble now on the right side, and Warner pops out, throws it right back out to Boyer, and Boyer will dribble at center court with 2:29 to go in the first quarter. To Sarah Baker, cross court to Boyer, into Pacheco. Pacheco against Murphy, and she goes right into Murphy and draws the foul.
Good ball movement right there. They got it down into Pacheco, who had good positioning. The other thing I've been noticing is when Howard does come across and run the baseline, the wings, if you will, on the 2-3 at the bottom on the baseline are following her out. That weak side post player has to be ready to open up and look for the ball. They'll have wide open layups all day long. Thank you.
Megan Young in, Jessica Howard out. Pacheco made the first one. Katie Murphy's first foul, first team foul. Pacheco shooting 71% on the year. She had 8 huge points the other night. She makes both the free throws here. In that victory against Rock Island, Pacheco really stepped up. It's 8-8 as Shelby Pacheco makes both the free throws. Now into Katie Murphy. Right side Metzger. She'll take the 17-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Mariah Smith. Pops it out to Amber Metzger. Here's the three-pointer. Desjardins no good. The rebound Mynika Warner for Galesburg. She covers up. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Back come the Streaks right to left. Now to Sarah Baker, to Warner, near side now to Young. Here in the corner now to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass Pacheco, but the pass is intercepted by Katie Murphy. Back on the attack now comes Richwoods. Into the front court, Amber Metzger. She'll hold up, get it to Desjardins, top of the key, guarded by Pacheco. Now in the lane, they tried to get it to Murphy. It's going to be off Warner out of bounds, and the Galesburg fans moan a little bit on that one. They thought Murphy touched the ball.
Mynika Warner has to get a little bit better position there, Jim, and she'll be able to get the steal. She had a half front, and she's got to be able to slide in on that pass.
Comes into Desjardins, batted away by Warner as Desjardins was trying to get it inside to Murphy. So Richwoods will trigger again. Mariah Smith will throw it in right below the scoreboard on the east side of the gym. Comes in now to Desjardins. Desjardins, top of the key to Metzger. Now in the paint to Murphy. She put it up off balance, no good. But the rebound controlled underneath by Newkirk, who throws it right to Mangieri. And back come the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg into the front court. Mangieri now to Sarah Baker with a minute 20 to go. Here in the first quarter, 8-8 our score. The Streaks staying right with them here tonight. Very deliberate on offense. Right side now, Warner pops out on the right wing. Gets it back out to Megan Young. Near side man Jerry. They left her alone for a minute. And now she'll take two dribbles and gets the ball back out to Sarah Baker. Now man Jerry will set the offense with Boyer out of the game. She works the right side to Baker, not a Young. Young now goes on the right side to Baker. Baker will throw the alley-oop to Warner in the paint. And Warner's going to be mugged by Newkirk.
Good job. The Richwoods defense is paying a lot of attention to Mynika Warner right now. They're making sure they keep a double team on her whenever the ball's on her side. Again, I would like to see the Streaks start looking for that weak side post to either pop high or pop into the middle of the lane and do a double post. It should be open.
First on Newkirk, second team foul on Richwoods. Howard and Boyer back in for the Streaks. Comes into Howard. She dribbles inside the three-point line. Gets it back up top to Bailey Boyer now with 47 seconds to go first quarter. Game tied at 8 apiece. Now Baker holds it over her head. Gets the ball between the circles to Howard. Now to Boyer. Bailey Boyer on the dribble with 35 seconds to go first quarter. On the right side, now to Howard. High post, now to Warner. Warner on the pivot foot, pops it out to Baker left wing. Now back out to Boyer at center court. She's standing on the white G at center court with 24 seconds to go first quarter. Bounce pass now from Howard to Baker, and Baker will just let it run down. And Evan Massey up off the bench directing Sarah Baker and telling her what to do. Now they'll run a little weave with Baker and Boyer. Boyer now will come to the near side on the dribble. Pops it back out to Howard with 6 seconds. Now to Baker, 4 seconds. Cross court Howard. Here's the three-pointer. Yeah! At the buzzer, Jessica Howard hits the three from the left wing. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Galesburg 8, Richwoods. Galesburg 11, Richwoods 8. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Hi, I'm Jim Wyman. The Silver Streak girls basketball team meets Peoria Richwoods tonight at 7:30. Join me for the pregame show at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Richwoods controls to start the second quarter. Mariah Smith will take the three, and it's no good. We're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. Jessica Howard getting a nice screen to hit that three at the end of the first quarter, Eric.
She did, Jim. On that one, it was a good set play, design play against the 2-3, a weave at the top, and then they got a back screen to free her up on the backside of the zone.
Galesburg comes back into the front court. They'll have it on the alternating possession. Near side Howard. She's wide open against the zone. Three-pointer no good. The rebound's going to pop back out to Bailey Boyer. Back into Warner. She gets away, puts it up. Good! Mynika Warner has 6 points in the game, and it's 13-8 Galesburg with 7:22 to go second quarter. Now Mariah Smith drives all the way to the basket and puts it up and through. Wow. She answers right away.
She does. They need to give her some outside defense on that one. She blew right back by her girl, and nobody was there to cut off the baseline.
Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Sarah Baker cross court now to Howard. Howard outside, now they come out and double-team her to Pacheco at center court. Now to Boyer, here's Sarah Baker, three-pointer, no. The rebound's going to go over the backboard, out of bounds. It'll be Richwood's ball.
Coming into the game, Baker was 4-for-6, so not a bad shot. She was open, she had the look. You got to accept that shot if you're Coach Massey, especially since they got it through the offense.
Back on the attack comes Richwoods. Danielle Desjardins. Alley-oop pass gets inside to Met to Newkirk, but it was knocked away by Warner, picked up by Boyer, and Galesburg gets it on the turnover. Here's Shelby Pacheco in the front court to Boyer. Bounce pass on the near side, Jessica Howard. Now to Pacheco, high post to Baker. Inside to Warner, but Warner was backing up, and the pass went in front of her and goes out of bounds.
I would have liked to see Sarah Baker take that right to the hoop, because the way Warner was positioned, she was setting an easy screen for her, and Baker's already blown right by her girl.
So Richwoods will get it on the Galesburg turnover, 13-10, the Streaks by three. Here's the three-pointer, Metzger, no good. The rebound, Mariah Smith, right back up, no. The rebound, Murphy underneath, up, no. The rebound, Fortborn, pulled off by Pacheco of Galesburg. Here come the Streaks. Boyer now, into the front court to Sarah Baker. Back up top, now to Pacheco. Near side, Howard. She lost it for a second, but gets it back. Now double-teamed out front, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Richwoods.
Good call. They started to slap in on her. If they would have stayed straight up, there would be no fouls there on either of the Richwood defenders.
Maddie Newkirk, second, third team foul. Jessica Howard will throw it inbounds for the Streaks in the front court. Galesburg dressed in the white uniforms with a black streaks across the chest, the black numerals. Richwood's in the green uniforms with the white trim and the white numerals. And now Bailey Boyer's going to lose it. We're going to get an over and back as she dribbled it right off of her foot with Amber Metzger giving her the pressure.
Bailey Boyer has to have a purpose when she dribbles. She gets caught up too many times, just dribbling, just to dribble.
High post Murphy. She gets away from Warner, right to the basket, puts it up and through. Katie Murphy has four. As Richwoods narrows the lead now to 13-12. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Now Pacheco tried to drive the paint. Here's Howard with the three-pointer. No. The rebound in the lane controlled by Katie Murphy. Murphy, the outlet pass to Danielle Desjardins. Desjardins now back into the front court. Here's the three-pointer coming from the left side. Going to be no good by Shyla Knott, who's in the game. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Streaks.
It seems like Richwoods has come out with a man-to-man here in the second quarter. Let's see if the Streaks are able to take advantage, although it looks like now they're dropping back into a 1-3-1.
Maddie Newkirk has gone out. Shyla Knott has come in. She took that three-pointer just a moment ago. Now Pacheco near side, Jessica Howard. Bounce pass back out to Pacheco. Double-teaming the ball is Richwoods. Now Howard has it, and she's going to throw it away. Intercepted by Mariah Smith. She'll drive all the way to the basket, puts it up and through.
Bad pass. The girls have gotten better at that, Jim, but you can't make those long passes, especially against a 1-3-1 defense, because it allows the defenders just to cherry-pick and get steals like that.
Evan Massey wants to take a timeout. Galesburg had a 13-8 lead at the quarter, and now the score is 14-13 in favor of Richwoods.
Well, Richwoods has changed up their defense, Jim, and I don't think that the girls noticed it right away. I'm sure Coach Massey's explaining to them right now, if they're going to come in that 1-3-1, you have to keep the ball out of the corners. They're looking to trap corners. And if you get the ball, you have to move it right away to get those defenders coming at you, look for open shots. Also, be looking at the weak side and the high post. Those spots are usually open against the 1-3-1.
So the two teams will come out after the 30-second timeout. Megan Young back in for the Streaks. So it's Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, and Mynika Warner. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Richwoods leads at 14-13 into Pacheco high post. And now she's going to lose it out of bounds, but they say it went off a Richwoods player. And Galesburg will throw it in the far corner here in the front court on the west side of the gym.
Richwoods is in at 2-3 again, Jim.
Megan Young throws it into Bailey Boyer. Boyer now stops outside the three-point line to Young. She'll take the pull-up 10-footer air ball. Rebound, though, Pacheco. She puts it up, no. Rebound, Warner up, no. And we'll get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called here.
Good job battling for the ball inside right there by both Pacheco and Warner to keep the possession down here. And this is the girl you want going to the free throw line, isn't it, Jim?
It is. Murphy's second. That's the fourth team foul against Richwoods. Mynika Warner, who's a 72% free throw shooter at the line. I thought you might have jinxed it there, but it goes down. Katie Murphy goes out. Maddie Newkirk comes back in for Richwood, so they'll have Shyla Knott. Smith stays in. Newkirk, Desjardins, and Metzger. Second one on the way and is missed. And we're going to get a bump on Pacheco as she and Mariah Smith were going for the rebound, and Shelby will be called for the foul, her first second team foul against the Streaks.
The Streaks are going to try to press here. Let's see if they're successful. They got to drop somebody back. Good job by Megan Young to become aware.
Mariah Smith will throw it again against Pacheco. She's on the press to Newkirk. Now they get it over the timeline, Amber Metzger. She's picked up on the left wing, and now Galesburg will back off. Top of the key. Here's Desjardins with the three. No good. The rebound picked up by Megan Young of Galesburg outside the paint. She gets it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer back on the attack. Got it on the right side to Baker, but Baker had it bounce off her thigh out of bounds in front of the Richwoods bench, and another unforced turnover on the Streaks.
Bad pass by Bailey Boyer. She's got to throw better passes. She gets into the set of where she wants to go with the ball, but it wasn't open.
Here's Shyla Knott, gets it top of the key to Metzger. High post now, Newkirk. One dribble back out to Desjardins. Left side Knott looking for Smith. Smith underneath, and the paint will put it up and through. Wow, Mariah Smith, 6 points in the second quarter, and it's 16-14 Peoria Richwoods. 4 minutes to go in quarter number two. Now to Megan Young. Gets it center court to Shelby Pacheco, right side to Warner, who's outside the three-point line. Now to Young, to Boyer. Bailey Boyer holds it over her head to Sarah Baker, who pops out top of the key. Now to Bailey Boyer, and they'll reset it again. Now to Young. Young comes between the rings to Bailey Boyer. Alley-oop Warner. Warner puts it up. Good!
Nice strong play by Monika Warner. She's able to grab a tough pass and turn around and finish.
16-all, Monika Warner. Now the backdoor pass to Smith. It's knocked away, picked up by Knott. She'll take the jumper, no good. Now it's going to go out of bounds, almost out of bounds. Saved inbounds by Warner. Ball scrum on the floor, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Richwood's ball on the alternating possession. Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry come back in for the Straits. Megan Young will go out for Galesburg.
Bad save by Monika Warner right there. She's got to let that ball go. It would have been a streaks possession.
Bailey Boyer also goes out. Comes into Metzger left corner. Back out to Desjardins. In and out of Newkirk. She'll put it up. No good. Came right back at her face and was picked up by Warner. Here come the streaks. Mangieri now. Left-handed dribble over the timeline. Top of the key. Gets the ball to Monika Warner with 3 minutes to go. Second quarter. 16 all our score. Galesburg and Richwood's here in the Thanksgiving tournament at Galesburg. Not a Howard. Top of the key, they get it to Sarah Baker. Baker now one dribble, hands it off to Kat Mangieri. Mangieri drifts here on the dribble to the left side. Now comes back up center court to Howard. Right side, Sarah Baker. Cross court pass now, Howard trying to get her open. She drives the baseline, takes the jumper, no good. Rebound in the lane, Pacheco. But Pacheco's going to be fouled, and she'll shoot two.
Although she didn't score right there, Jim, great job by Howard to pick up two screens and then decided to come in for a little jump shot. That's what I've been talking about. On the 2-3, if you set those two weak side screens, you could get that girl on the backside open all day.
Pacheco 2-for-2 from the line, and she hits this one. Make it 3-for-3. Danielle Desjardins called for the foul. Her first, that's a 15 foul on the Knights. One more free throw now on the way, and she missed it. The rebound to Warner. No, she couldn't hold on. And it's tipped away and picked up by Metzger. Back comes Richwoods now left to right. Galesburg leads it 17-16. Here's Desjardins off to try to get it to Smith. The ball still on the floor, picked up by Shyla Knott. Knott, the backdoor pass to Smith, and knocked away by Warner, but Smith saves it right in bounds, and it's put up and through by Maddie Newkirk.
Very athletic play by Smith to not only stay with that ball, but to save it in for an easy two.
Newkirk has eight, 18-17 Richwoods. Near side now Jessica Howard. Howard, a bounce pass back out to Shelby Pacheco. Now to Sarah Baker. Baker hands the ball off. To Mangieri, comes on the near side, Howard, bounce pass to Pacheco here in the corner right in front of us. Pacheco now working against Shyla Knott, gets a bounce pass out to Warner, now to Baker. Baker between the circles, looking, now gets it to Mangieri with a minute 50 to go second quarter. 18-17 in favor of Richwoods. Now Howard, bounce pass to Pacheco. Pacheco now gets it to Warner, back out to Baker. Galesburg going to run the clock down. Now to Howard. Now to Baker. Baker top of the key to Mangieri. Mangieri between the circles. And now she'll get a pick. Goes on the right side to Baker. Near side, now to Howard. With a minute 25 to go to Baker. Baker will take the 16-foot running jumper. No good. Rebound Mariah Smith for Richwoods. And now Baker goes down. She's hurt. Smith brings it back up court. She'll go all the way down court. Put it up. No good. And it looks like Baker either a knee or an ankle. She's down, and we'll get a whistle, and time will be called.
And she came down bad on that shot she took. She went up, and it looked like she came down either on somebody's foot or just came down on the side of her foot. And she's still writhing in pain on the ground.
Mike Rux and the trainer will come out and take a look at Sarah Baker. The foul there was called against Shelby Pacheco, her second. That's the third team foul against the Streaks. Can you see if it's the knee or the ankle?
She's positioned just right for us, Jim, that we can't tell what she's grabbing. But it looks like, if I had to guess, it looks like they're tending to her ankle right now.
This game brought to you in part tonight by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you. And by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. The Galesburg boys are playing tonight. If you're looking for that game, can be heard on the Laser, our sister station, 92.7 FM, and hopefully we'll get an update on that game for you in a little bit. Looks like the ankle.
Yeah, the left ankle. It looks like she must have rolled it when she came down on her shot. Not good for the Streaks here, as we already have a thin roster coming into the game. Somebody else is going to have to step up, that means, for the Streaks to prevail in this one. I would look for Kat Mangieri to get a little bit more PT in this one.
So Sarah Baker is going to be helped out by the trainer and by Coach Mike Rux. Minute 16 to go here, second quarter. The Streaks have stayed right with Richwoods here.
Mariah Smith has had a good game so far, Jim, but I feel that the Streaks have done a good job limiting her. She hasn't had a lot of easy looks. She's had to shoot a lot with contested shots, and the Streaks keep that up. Even if they limit her to double-digit points, 12, 14 points, they could still be in position to take this game.
She makes the first of two, makes it 19-17. Second one, no good. Rebound, Mynika Warner. Kelly Dunn has come into the game for Richwood's. Maddie Newkirk has gone out. Back comes Galesburg. Pacheco now, near side to Howard. Howard looking back up front. Now gets the ball to Maddie Boyer. Some of these other girls are going to have to step up with Sarah Baker on the bench. They're working on her. Let's see. Well, we'll look over there and see if it's ankle or knee. It looks like ankle. Right side to Howard. Now out to Mangieri. They're getting her shoe off on the bench. 47 seconds to go here, second quarter. 19-17 Richwoods to Howard. Now right side Mangieri. Cross-court pass to Howard. Tipped away by Shyla Knott, but Howard gets it back. And now we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
They were trying to set up that backside screen again, and unfortunately for the Streaks, one of the Richwoods defenders was able to pop out and knock that ball away.
So Howard will throw it in with 32 seconds to go, second quarter, to Mangieri. Now to Bailey Boyer, and Howard will stand out and let the clock tick down, 23 seconds. Galesburg will take it down to 10, see if they can do what they did at the end of the first quarter, Eric.
Well, they might try to run that same design play because Richwoods is back into 2-3 again. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to the other side with it, though.
Right side Mangieri, 9 seconds to go. In and out of Howard. She'll take the jump shot, and it's good. Jessica Howard, not the three, but good enough. Ties it up at 19. Here's a half-court shot. No good. It's the back of the rim by Danielle Desjardins. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg, 19. Peoria Richwoods, 19. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The spirit will come alive in downtown Monmouth during the 21st annual Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th from 5 to 8.
Hey kids, for just $2, you can get your pictures taken with Santa Claus inside Midwest Bank of Western Illinois from 5:30 to 8.
Sign up for a gift and enjoy refreshments at Cedar Creek Candles while you shop for your favorite Christmas decorations and candles.
Warm up with soup and coffee and free cobbler at Downtown Coffee House Cafe.
Along with fudge and cookies at Vaughn Jewelers, the 21st annual Monmouth Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th.
Radio, play us that song that makes us sing. Wake us up, make us dream. Take us on a trip to the wild, to the sea, to that tiny village war won't leave. And when the building has emptied and the lights have all dimmed, tell us that story with the happy end. And radio, one more thing. Sing us a song before we turn in.
And that's
in it. Radio heard here.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here, radio is heard everywhere.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. See Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. Well, our score 19-all here at the end of the second quarter, but Sarah Baker, they're still working on her over on the Galesburg bench, and she looks like, well, I thought she was in really severe pain, but maybe not, as she had her hands up around her eyes, but now they kind of turn her to the side, and they've iced down her ankle. And the trainer is looks like he's the trainer is going to tape it. I think that's her dad over there with her. And they're going to put ice on her left ankle. And she's looking around and staring out at the kids throwing the airplanes at center court. So as you said, Eric, she probably just rolled it. And that's, a week?
Yeah. Well, I've had more than my fair share of rolled ankles in my lifetime. And, yeah, generally, depending on how severe of a history she has with ankle injuries, I'm guessing she'll be able to bounce back from this pretty fast. I was kind of surprised they took the shoe off so quickly. Usually you want to leave that on for compression. But now that they have the ice on it, it's probably okay. But we'll have to see. And regardless, it looks like she's going to be done for the rest of the game. So it's going to be up to these other players to step up, Jim.
Well, it was a Mariah Smith show in the second quarter. She scored 7 points. But it's Maddie Newkirk who leads Richwoods in scoring. She had 8-6 in the first quarter, a bucket in the second quarter. And Katie Murphy has 4 points for the Richwoods Knights. For the Strakes, they're led in scoring by Mynika Warner, who has 9 first-half points. She has 4 baskets and a free throw. Shelby Pacheco with 3. Jessica Howard hit a 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter and then a bucket there towards the end of the second quarter. Howard with 5, and Sarah Baker, who I don't think we're going to see again tonight, she scored a bucket in the first quarter. She has 2. It was 11-8 thanks to Howard's 3-pointer at the end of the first quarter. Galesburg leading at 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. Richwood's outscoring the Streaks 11-8 in the second quarter, and we're tied 19-all at the half.
Well, we've seen some good performances, but I would say Coach Massey has to be rather pleased with where the girls are at this point. Mynika Warner turning in another strong game. I have her unofficially at 7 rebounds so far. 8.7 rebounds. She's stepped up. And Jessica Howard, you look for your clutch shooters to come up in the clutch. She's 2-for-2 in the last 5 seconds of quarters, attributing all 5 of her points. They're going to have to look for her probably a little bit more now that Baker's probably out at least for the rest of this game, so she's going to have to look for her shot a little bit more, maybe be a little bit more aggressive on her cuts. And Mariah Smith seeing it 6-7 points, excuse me, I'm sure Coach would say he'd take that any day at this point in the game.
Mariah Smith is the daughter of Mark Smith, who played in this gym, I think it's March 17th, if my memory is correct, March 17th, 1976, when the Galesburg Silver Streaks under Coach Mike Owens, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame as a member of the 1956 team, Galesburg in 1976 in the regional championship game upset Peoria Richwoods on this floor in overtime to advance to the sectional tournament. And Mike Owens was the coach of that 1976 team with names like Scott Kelly and Mike Campbell and Rance Berry and Eric Doss and Mike Wilder, and I could probably think of a few more. Jay Stone was on that team, Raleigh Williams, and the Galesburg Silver Streak boys team that year went right through the super sectional and then won the super sectional and the sectional at Peoria at Bradley, and then lost to eventual state championship Morgan Park in the first game, the 7 o'clock game, the quarterfinal game on Friday night at the Assembly Hall. So we're seeing Mark Smith's daughter, Mariah Smith, who's a 5'11 sophomore, and just a great player like her dad is. Unfortunately, Mark Smith passed away. John Gross was telling me about him before the game, but he is no longer with us. But his legacy lives on this floor here tonight, and as his daughter is just a great, great player. She was a great player last year, but boy, she looks even better this year, and who knows what she's going to be in another 2 years. Well, we'll take a break, and we'll talk to the assistant varsity coach, Jackie Howard, about what went on in the locker room. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's the end of fall. Get ready for winter. Pre-owned blowout sale at Yem in Galesburg. Going on now, and you can't afford to miss it. Yem's pre-owned cars, vans, trucks, and SUVs are marked down with fantastic savings. Whether you've been thinking about a newer model or you're worried what you drive right now won't make it through the winter, you need to see the folks at Yem. Get an 06 Toyota Corolla for under $12,000 with savings of $2,083.
Get an 07 Pontiac Grand Prix for under $13,900 with savings of $2,155. Or get an 06 Chevy Impala for under $7,000 with savings of $2,568. And buying pre-owned from Yam means exceptional warranties, including Chrysler Certified and GM Certified's extended warranty with factory bumper-to-bumper coverage for an additional year. Yam has over 200 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all with exceptional savings. But hurry, Yam's three-day end-of-fall get-ready-for-winter pre-owned blowout sale ends at the close of business December 1st. Don't miss it.
Coral Dynamics presents Holiday Happenings December 5th through the 7th. The show begins at 7:30 both Friday and Saturday nights at the Orpheum Theater, and you can see the Sunday show at 3:30 just after the Christmas parade. Traditional classics like Deck the Halls and Silent Night combined with a little humor along the way. Tickets are $15 and are available at the Orpheum. Just call or stop by. Coral Dynamics has raised close to $500,000 for local charities. Proceeds from this concert will benefit the Knox County Area Project. Coral Dynamics Holiday Happenings, December 5th through the 7th.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by John Herman at AG Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. For tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. For Saturday, partly sunny, high around 49. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of snow, showers, low around 30. For Sunday, colder, snow likely with light accumulation possible. Near steady temperature around 33. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 degrees.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, a preview of the Western Big Six boys basketball teams. Tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
Our halftime interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's go down to Eric Gibson. Nope, we're not hearing you on the microphone.
The only thing we know, she was taken off the court, and that's about all we know. We didn't get any report. Hopefully we'll know now, but I don't know. We don't really know. I hope not.
Any major changes for the second half?
Not really. We did a good job. We got to take care of the ball, you know, and just get after it.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Good luck.
He had to turn the microphone on. Our interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Rich Woods will have it to start the second half. 19 all our score. The Knights will be going from right to left, which is east to west. Right side Metzger, now to Murphy. Murphy at the foul line. Looked like she traveled. Looked like she traveled twice. And then finally they make the call. As Dennis Anderson of Galva finally got that call made there. And so the Streaks will get it on the turnover. Back on the attack comes Bailey Boyer. Boyer now into the front court for the Silver Streaks. Now to Mangieri. Galesburg now on the left side. Gets the ball to Jessica Howard. Pacheco is in there in replacement for Sarah Baker, who's on the bench with her ankle iced down. Doesn't look like we're going to see her again. The Streaks now in the front court will reset. Bailey Boyer now. They stay in that zone, Eric.
They do. They're sitting back in that 2-3. The Streaks are going to have to start attacking through the middle as Mynika's just sitting on the baseline, Jim.
Howard now. Bounce pass out to Bailey Boyer. To Mangieri. They work outside the three-point line. They've got Mangieri on the right side. Now Boyer dribbles over to the right side. Bounce pass to Mangieri. Back out to Boyer. Here's the alley-oop backdoor pass to Pacheco. And she puts it up and through.
That's the pass that I've been talking about the whole first half. That weak side block is wide open when they run this 2-3. They're following Howard out to the wings. So they have to be looking for that weak side post. Pacheco did a good job of sitting down there. And we got a good pass in to find her.
Mariah Smith with the personal. Her first, that's the first team foul on Richwoods in the second half. Pacheco missed the free throw. Back on the attack, Richwoods into Murphy. Murphy has it rejected by Warner, and it's picked up by Bailey Boyer, and the Streaks get it back. Boyer now ahead to Jessica Howard. Galesburg leads it 21-19, 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. Howard to Bailey Boyer, back to Jessica Howard on the left side. Now to Boyer on the dribble. She looks to the right side, gets it to Mynika Warner, back out to Howard, now to Boyer. Boyer holds the ball up over her head, bothered by Newkirk. Here's a pass cross court to Warner. Warner puts it up over two girls, no good. The rebound underneath Maddie Newkirk of Richwoods. Here come the Knights right to left. Into the front court, Amber Metzger. Metzger on the dribble, comes on the right side to Newkirk. Now pops it out to Desjardins. High post Murphy. She'll drive the paint, put it up no good, and we'll get the foul on Warner.
Mynika's got to play more defense before her girl gets the ball. She didn't deny on that lane cut right there by Murphy, and therefore let Murphy get the ball, and then Murphy blew right by her because she was out of position on defense.
First on Mynika Warner. That's the first team foul on the Silver Streaks. Katie Murphy, 6 foot junior at the line. She scored 7 points in the game against Galesburg last year, and she makes the free throw. She has 5 points in this game, and it's 21-20. Murphy can tie it up with this one. Here's the Irish girls' free throw, and this one's going to be perfect. Swisheroo on both. Don't want to foul her. 21 all. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Bailey Boyer back now to Pacheco at center court. Now to Howard, bothered by Metzger. Now gets a bounce pass on the left side, Catman Jerry. Back up top to Boyer. Here's the alley-oop to Warner, but she couldn't control. It's picked up by Newkirk. Here comes Richwoods. Desjardins into the front court. Left side, Mariah Smith. She'll take the three-pointer, bingo.
Got a D up. They have to play both sides of the floor, and Pacheco didn't get back and find Mariah Smith. If you're going to lose anybody in the floor, it can't be Mariah Smith.
Mariah Smith has 10. Evan Massey wants a timeout. That's a full timeout. 5:31 to go, third quarter. And our score, it's Richwoods 24, Galesburg 21. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you, WGIL Galesburg. Glad you could be with us wherever you're listening, here in Galesburg or on the internet all over the world tonight. It's high school girls basketball from the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. The Silver Streaks are down by 3, 24-21. After the full timeout, Galesburg will have it in the front court. Shelby Pacheco at center court, bothered by Amber Metzger, gets it to Jessica Howard on the left side. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Now Bailey Boyer drives top of the key, right side Cat Mangieri, looking for Pacheco. Mangieri now will dribble around the zone, comes, stops at center court, right side Bailey Boyer. Boyer now all the way over into the right corner, alley-oop, tried to get it inside to Mynika Warner, but it was intercepted by Richwood's Katie Murphy. Back comes to Desjardins. Now to Metzger. Right side now to Murphy. She hands it to Smith. Here's a 17-footer. Murphy, no good. The rebound picked up by Mangieri. She's double-teamed, and we're going to get a foul called on Mariah Smith.
Bailey Boyer needs to quit trying to force the ball into Mynika Warner. Mynika has been double-teamed almost this whole game, and Bailey Boyer keeps coming down and trying to pressure it into her. If she's not open, you know, Mynika's bailed her out on a couple of occasions by making great catches, but Bailey Boyer has to have passing lanes if she's going to put that in there.
Got to be Pacheco, don't you think? They're double-teaming her. Pacheco's got to be open. Pacheco in the corner, now to Warner. Top of the key man, Jerry, thought about the three. Goes into Pacheco. Pacheco in the lane, and we'll get a whistle here and a foul call. Well, that time they did it. And Pacheco's going to get a two-shot foul here. She'll shoot two.
Good job finding her, and good job by Pacheco to open herself up in the lane. The posts at times have been stagnant for the Streaks in this game, where they're just kind of standing on there because they know there's 2-3 zone, which is meant to distract or to keep the post from getting the ball, but you can still flash open to the top, and that's what Pacheco did right there.
Katie Murphy's third foul, the third team foul. Pacheco makes both the free throws. She has 7 points. It's 24-23, Richwood's by one, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Into the front court, Mariah Smith, she works the point now. Right side, Metzger will take the three-pointer, no. The rebound, Smith, she went right over the back of Warner, no whistle. Now the shot up by Newkirk, no good. Shot up in the lane by Murphy, and it's going to go down. Where's the foul there from the official there? All over Warner's back, no whistle. Now Pacheco, into the front court to Boyer. 26-23 in favor of Richwoods. Now Warner, right side. Boy, they called it on her enough in the first four games. Now a bad pass intercepted by Richwoods. Back come the Knights. All the way down Murphy. She'll put it up good. Katie Murphy now with 10 points in the game. 28-23. Richwoods' biggest lead at five. Back into the front court come the Streaks. And Massey's going to call a timeout. And he's going to say a few words here to Jack DeVilder of Moline before he talks to his players about Richwoods being on the back of Mineiko Warner.
Well, I'm going to go right to one of the things you just said, Jim. All through this tournament that we've seen the over-the-back call almost way too much. Any contact whatsoever right there. Mineiko Warner, who by no means is the smallest person on the floor, just got bowled over by Mariah Smith, and Mariah Smith got some star treatment there, not getting the call, because she went right through her, used the elbow, used the shoulder, and there was no call. Mineiko Warner, we've seen even just jump over the top of girls and get the call. They have to call that both ways.
So the Streaks, after the timeout, will have it. Jessica Howard's going to trot over to our side on the court, the south side, and at center court, we'll trigger it in. Howard now comes in the backcourt to Bailey Boyer with 3:42 to go. Third quarter, 28-23. Streaks need a hoop here big time. Now Howard, if you just joined us, Sarah Baker on the bench. She sprained her ankle, rolled her ankle in the second quarter. Mangieri now works outside for the Streaks on the dribble against Metzger. Mangieri hands the ball off to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now at center court. Takes a couple of dribbles, gets the ball to Warner, now to Howard. She loses it, and it's going to be picked up by Metzger, and I think Howard's going to be called for the foul as she tripped up Metzger, as Metzger was trying to get away. Jessica Howard's first, second team foul on the Streaks. It'll be Richwood's ball.
Not a great pass by Mineiko. She short-hopped Jessica, but Jessica still got to come up with that ball.
High post now Murphy. Murphy in the front court. Tried to get it inside to Smith. It was rejected by Warner. Back up top now intercepted as it bounced away from Metzger. Picked up by Howard. Howard now hounded by Metzger in front of the Galesburg bench. Gets it out to Bailey Boyer. Now to Mineiko at center court. Warner hands the ball off to Boyer with 2:55 to go third quarter. 28-23 Richwoods leads it by five. Boyer down to the baseline, tried to get a pass inside, it was rejected by Smith and picked up by Metzger. Now she hands the ball, or DeJardins, she hands the ball off to Metzger. Metzger comes into the front court, works against Mangieri. Now to Danielle DeJardins. Now top of the key to Newkirk. Newkirk, right side now to Mariah Smith. Thought about the three, instead drives the foul line, hands it off to Newkirk, back to Smith. Smith in the paint against Pacheco. Looked like she traveled with the ball, but she promptly threw it out of bounds.
Great defense on the inside right there by Pacheco and Warner. Pacheco, I'm not a big fan of playing defense behind on the post, especially somebody that's athletic as Mariah Smith, but on that one, she was able to lead Mariah into the double team of Mineiko Warner.
Megan Young in, Bailey Boyer out for the Streaks. Howard has it at center court, not a Young. Back to Howard on the left side. Jessica Howard now with 2:10 to go third quarter. High post Warner. Pops it back out to Mangieri. Mangieri now, left side Howard. Howard with the ball up over her head. Now on the dribble, working against Newcork. Out to Mangieri. Pressure now by Richwoods, and they throw it away. Intercepted by Smith. She'll come all the way down. Pacheco's going to bump into her. No whistle, and Mariah Smith puts it up and through, and Massey's going to call another timeout. Evan Massey will take a full timeout here as he's talking to DeVilder again. There's timeout on the floor with 1:50 to go third quarter in our score. It's Richwoods 30, Galesburg 23. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henry Anderson Street in Galesburg.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Massey calling those timeouts.
Well, he needed to right there. The Streaks are on the wrong end of a run here. They put the first 2 points up in the second half, but have been outscored 11-2 since then to create this seven-point deficit. Girls are going to have to come out and score some points right here, because otherwise you're going to find yourself in too big of a hole.
Mangieri bounced past to Howard, so the Streaks after the timeout trailing 30-23. Howard to Mangieri now on the right side. Looking back down to Howard. Howard now into Warner, but she throws it away. It was tipped away by Murphy, picked up by Mariah Smith. Back comes Peoria Richwoods. Smith stops top of the key, now to Metzger. Inside to Newkirk, ball was tipped away, picked up by Shelby Pacheco. Richwoods turns it over. Back on the attack comes Megan Young. Ahead now to Howard. Howard will back out, gets the top of the key, now to Pacheco. Pacheco, right side Mangieri. Cat Mangieri now to Pacheco with a minute 10 to go in the quarter. Right side Young, back out to Mangieri. 30-23 our score. Richwoods. Howard drives all the way to the paint. Now the ball's going to be tipped away, and they say it went off of a Galesburg player. Out of bounds, it's going to be Richwoods' ball.
Passing's gone down in this quarter, and they're going to need somebody, as Howard tried to get some dribble penetration, because the girls aren't getting very good passing lanes and getting the ball tipped away on their passes.
Danielle Desjardins, not a Metzger. Metzger here in front of us on the left wing in the front court. On the dribble. Amber Metzger now guarded by Mangieri. Top of the key, Mariah Smith. Smith works the right side. Pops it back out to Desjardins. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound controlled by Pacheco. And Smith is on her back and will get the foul.
It's about time she got called for one of those. She came right through the back of Pacheco. Shelby did a good job getting good position on that one, and should be rewarded for getting the good position as she was.
Mariah Smith's third, fourth team foul. Mariah Smith will go out. Shyla Knott will come back in. Shyla Knott scored 3 points last year against the Streaks. She's a 5'10 senior. Mariah Smith, a 5'11 sophomore. So the Streaks down by 7 with 34 seconds to go. In the third quarter, we'll have it in the front court. In the corner, Pacheco. Here's Howard with a three-point shot. No. Missed the rim and bounced off the glass right to Desjardins. Danielle Desjardins with 21 seconds to go. All the way down court. Now she's going to lose it. It's going to go out of bounds. Young was trying to save it, and she literally dove right on the floor. So Richwoods will have it underneath their own basket with 17.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Shyla Knott looking on the inbounds pass, comes in the corner now to Desjardins.
Good.
Now tried to get it inside to Newkirk. It was knocked away by Pacheco. Ball on the floor, now picked up by Knott in the front court. To Danielle Desjardins, 8 seconds to go. Now to Metzger. Metzger here on the near side, 4 seconds. Here's Shyla Knott with the three-pointer, and it's going to be good. Oh, boy. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Richwoods 33, Galesburg 23. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Well, Richwoods outscores the Streaks 14-4 in the third quarter to lead at 33-23. We were tied at the half, 19-all. Now Galesburg will lose it as they come into the front court after the inbounds pass. Here's Shyla Knott with a jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound, Katie Murphy right back up and through. Katie Murphy has 12. 35-23 Richwoods. And we'll get a whistle, and Massey will take a timeout here. That'll be a full. There's timeout on the floor with 7:33 to go in the game. And our score, it's Richwoods 35, Galesburg 23. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pearl Dynamics presents Holiday Happenings December 5th through the 7th. The show begins at 7:30 both Friday and Saturday nights at the Orpheum Theater. And you can see the Sunday show at 3:30 just after the Christmas Parade. Traditional classics like Deck the Halls and Silent Night combined with a little humor along the way. Tickets are $15 and are available at the Orpheum. Just call or stop by. Pearl Dynamics has raised close to $500,000 for local charities. Proceeds from this concert will benefit the Knox County Area Project. Pearl Dynamics Holiday Happenings December 5th through the 7th.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
He's out of timeouts, huh, Eric?
He's out of timeouts. And this could work or backfire, one of the whichever way you look at it.
Richwoods with all of theirs left. Here comes Galesburg after the full timeout. They trail at 35-23 in the corner. Jessica Howard in the front court. Now to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass to Mangieri, and we'll get a kick here. And Galesburg will throw it inbounds.
Well, the Galesburg's not moving as much as they were in the first half on offense, Jim, and it's led to some bad passes and some bad turnovers.
On the left side now, they get the ball to Jessica Howard. Bounce pass now to Boyer, right side Mangieri. Mangieri now on the dribble outside the three-point line to Boyer. Boyer drives all the way inside against Smith. Going to lose it out of bounds, and it'll be Richwood's ball.
Bailey's had some bad turnovers in this game, and she's got to limit those if the Streaks are going to have any chance of coming back into this one. She can't just keep driving right into Mariah Smith. Mariah's got her by quite a few number of inches.
Full court pressure. Here's Metzger now. They get into the front court. Throws an air ball up from three-point range. Rebound not. Metzger again with the three. No. The rebound's going to be fought for. Pulled off by Jessica Howard. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Good job getting in position for the board that time. Let's see if
Shyla Knott with the foul or first. Fifth team foul. Galesburg will get the ball.
See if it looks like the Streaks might try a little different look against the 2-3 this time as Mynika's starting in the high post position.
Here's Bailey Boyer into the front court. Streaks still trail by 12. 6:40 to go in the ballgame. They got to score some points. Right side Bailey Boyer. Underneath now. Backdoor pass to Howard. Howard couldn't control the pass, and she's going to lose it out of bounds.
That was actually a very good look by Bailey Boyer, and that's that low post, weak side low post that I've been talking about being open all game. They finally found it down there, and Howard wasn't able to control the pass.
Got to catch that ball, right?
Oh, definitely. That should have been two.
Metzger now holds it over her head to Mariah Smith on the right side. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound, Shyla Knott couldn't hold on to it. Going to be tipped out of bounds by Warner. It'll be Richwood's ball underneath their own basket. Substitution, Megan Young is going to come in for Galesburg. Jessica Howard will go out, so the Streaks will have Catman Jerry, Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Mynika Warner, and Shelby Pacheco. Mariah Smith set to throw it in for Richwoods. Gets it in on the left side now to Danielle Desjardins. Desjardins on the dribble at center court, guarded by Bailey. Streaks in the man-to-man. Here's the pass inside to Smith. She got away, but Warner rejects her shot. Picked up by Boyer. Here come the Streaks. Into the front court, Bailey Boyer. Holds up right side into Warner. Warner gets bumped, but the ball pops out to Young. Now to Mangieri with 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Young now. Bounce pass over to Bailey Boyer. Boyer right side to Young. Young now. Gets it on the high post. Tried to get it to Warner. The ball was tipped away. Now it's going to be kicked out of bounds. They'll say it's Galesburg's ball.
Jim, Pacheco's wide open that whole possession underneath the basket. Nobody saw her until it was too late. Megan Young gave her a glance, and she had been open for about half the possession.
Here's Boyer now. She has the ball, holds up her dribble outside the three-point line to Megan Young. Left side to Mangieri. Bad pass by Young. Intercepted by Shyla Knott. Here comes Richwoods. Bounce pass now to Desjardins, and she'll put it up and through. Danielle Desjardins' first points of the game. And it's now 37-23 Richwoods. Bounce pass in the right corner. Now to Mangieri. Gets it back up now to Boyer. Now to Young. Left side to Pacheco. Pacheco in the corner to Warner. Warner against Murphy. Tried to get it to Young, but it's going to be intercepted by Amber Metzger. Back to Smith. Smith down court, and she collides with Mynika Warner. And a little bit of frustration there on the part of Warner.
Yes, and the girls, the turnovers are killing the girls right now, and they're going to have to do some better job with ball control, but it's not looking good right now. They definitely need to control the ball better, and we need to see them play, step it up big time defensively here.
So it'll be Richwood's ball. Ball comes into Desjardins now. To Knott, into Smith. Smith will put it up, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Warner. Now she can't hold on. The ball loose on the floor, still loose, and it's going to be picked up by Ty Peachy, who's come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Peachy into the front court, gets a pass back out to Pacheco. Now to Boyer. Boyer will drive all the way inside, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here.
Looks like Smith's hurt, too. She's still on the ground. She hasn't gotten up yet, and she's definitely writhing in pain. I don't know if she twisted. She looked like she got bumped. But she
looks like her ankle, too, but now she's up and she looks like she's all right.
And they're going to bring in a sub anyway, just in case. Might as well, if you're up by 14, and Coach Gross, I'm sure, is thinking we need to make sure she's okay before we let her play on. Oh, nope. It's coming for Shyla Knott.
Shyla Knott will go out. Maddie Newkirk will come in. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Peachy will throw it in. Comes in, ball's tipped away on the inbounds pass, out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball again. 4:43 to go in the basketball game, and our score 37-23 in favor of Peoria Richwoods. John Gross is going to take a timeout. 4:43 in the game, 37-23 Richwoods. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, a preview of the Western Big Six boys basketball teams. Tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL. Don't forget, Monday night, there's no game tomorrow for the Streak girls, but they will play Monday night against Metamora. That game at 7:30 will be on the air at 7:10 with the pregame show. Well, the Streaks, been a long time since they scored anything.
It has. It's been almost a quarter and a half, about a full quarter, if not longer.
Now we're going to get the inbounds pass, and we'll get a foul called on the inbounds pass. And well, so Galesburg, it looks like Pacheco is going to go to the free throw line.
Maybe this will be where the success comes. Maybe the girls can get a bunch of points with the clock stopped.
Pacheco has 7 points in the game. She's 5 for 6 from the free throw line. She'll shoot the one in bonus here, and the first is good. That's 7th team foul whistled against Richwoods. The foul was called against Maddie Newkirk, her third. She makes the second one, and back on the attack now will come Richwoods after they get the rebound. Mariah Smith has it in the backcourt over the timeline. All the way down, she'll go right to the basket and put it up and through.
Somebody has got to step in front of Mariah Smith. Make her pass that ball. Everybody bounce off and guard somebody else and let her come right down the middle.
Pacheco now has it. Boy, they get those two free throws, and Smith comes right down and puts a dagger through him. Now the alley-oop pass into Warner, picked up underneath by Howard. She'll put it up no good from the right baseline, and now the ball will get knocked out of bounds, and they say it's off Pacheco. It'll belong to Richwoods.
Again, Bailey Boyer trying to force the ball down to Monika Warner. Wasn't open, and the ball ends up getting tipped away. Thankfully, Howard got there, although she wasn't able to score the two.
Full court pressure by the Streaks. They beat it easily. Down court to Murphy. She works against Warner. Now out to Smith. She'll take the three-pointer around. No good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks left to right. Bailey Boyer now with 3:56 to go in the game. Into the front court to Warner, top of the key. Now to Ty Peachy. Tried to get it to Warner, went right through her legs, and now the ball is going to hit the end line, and it'll be Richwood's ball.
They were doing so good in the first half, limiting their turnovers, and it's just turned backwards here in this half. Everyone's throwing the ball away, throwing it all over the court.
Inbound pass comes into Maddie Newkirk. Newkirk now to Danielle Desjardins, and Desjardins will come on the attack right to left. Desjardins picked up by Boyer. Now on the right side to Mariah Smith. Tried to get it into Murphy. It was tipped away. Ball on the floor. And we'll get a jump ball. And it'll be Richwood's ball on the alternating possession with 3:31 to go. And Richwood's leading it by 14, 39-25. Boy, Metamora gave Freeport a nice game earlier tonight. In fact, they led most of the way and ended up losing at the end. Comes in now to Newkirk. She gets inside to Murphy. Murphy against Warner pops it back out to Newkirk. Now top of the key Desjardins to Smith on the near side. Smith drives all the way to the lane. Puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Howard of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Into the front court, Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass now to Ty Peachy. Peachy on the right side with 3 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Now to Howard. Tried to get it into Pacheco. Was tipped away out of bounds. They say it's Galesburg's ball and that it's off Katie Murphy of Richwood's. Peachy will throw it in for the Streaks. Looking, and now we'll come into Howard left corner. She's double-teamed immediately. Now back up to Boyer. Boyer tried to get a bounce pass to Warner, but the ball was kicked by Metzger.
Even on that pass right there, Bailey Boyer has to do a better job of getting a passing angle. She's trying to go with Monika Warner, who's open at the top of the key, but she just kind of was lazy, sat back, and just tried to throw a lazy bounce pass across and got kicked.
Ty Peachy had it at the top of the key, left side Howard. Howard now dribbles between the circles, looks on the left side. Metzger stays with her. Now she picks up her dribble, still spins on the left side to Peachy. Peachy now, she dribbles in front of the bench. Got to score, girls, got to shoot. Now to Boyer. Boyer at center court with 2:30 to go in the game. Left side Howard in the corner now to Pacheco. To Warner who pops out. Top of the key now Peachy. Back to Howard. She gets a screen from Warner. Takes the three and it's good. Jessica Howard with the three-pointer. She has eight. And now it's stolen on the inbounds by Pacheco. And Peachy gets the rebound and she's going to put it up and through as the Galesburg press works. It's not over yet, Jim. Right side Metzger, she'll take the three, no good. Rebound Murphy, right back up, no. And the rebound inside, we're going to get a jump ball as Warner and Newkirk tie each other up. And Galesburg's going to have it on the alternating possession with 2 minutes to go in the game, trailing by seven.
It's just too bad they wasted about 30 seconds on the clock on that last possession. Now time's becoming an issue.
39-32, Richwoods. Howard now, left side to Peachy. Here's Boyer, took the three. It was blocked by Desjardins. Picked up by Smith. Back comes Richwoods. Ahead to Metzger. Metzger will put it up. No, she missed the easy one. But the rebound, Murphy, back up. No. And a foul called underneath.
It was... They got the girls have to grab rebounds there. You can't give them second opportunities when you pull the game to 7 points with a minute 40 left to go. And now, by not grabbing the rebound, you're giving them an opportunity with Murphy at the line to score some more points.
Katie Murphy at the free throw line missed the first one. The foul was against Shelby Pacheco, her third team foul. One more free throw for Murphy. She missed this one, but the rebound, Mariah Smith. Mariah Smith puts it up, and this one will not drop, and she's going to be fouled on the play. And Mariah Smith now will shoot two. And again, we see the Streaks not able to box out on the rebound after the free throw.
You have got to box out. Boxing out does not take talent, Jim. It just takes hard work and hustle to get yourself in the position to keep that girl on your back. There's no talent needed to box out.
Monika Warner commits the foul, her second, fourth team foul. Now the official is going to walk over to the scores table, then confirm who the foul was on. Mariah Smith is going to get two free throws here. She has 14 points in the game to lead Richwood scores. Smith eyes it, here it is, and this one's good.
Got to box out here. The girls have got to box out. Howard and Peachy should have decided by now who's going to take the shooter here. You got to keep Mariah Smith off the boards.
Smith's second free throw in the air, and this one's also good. Smith now with 16 points, 41-30, Richwood's by 11. Minute 30 to go in the game. Left side now. This is Jessica Howard, drives inside the three-point line to Warner. She thought about the three, got it back to Howard. Howard now gives it to Monika. Monika back out to Bailey Boyer with a minute 20 to go. And Boyer will set it up. Eric wants him to move it inside. Left side down to Howard, to Peachy. On the right side, Boyer. She tried to get it inside to Howard, but it was intercepted by Mariah Smith. Minute to go in the game. Rich Woods will get it after the Galesburg turnover. Amber Metzger now into the front court. Now to Mariah Smith. She'll drive all the way to the paint, put it up, and we'll get a bump and a foul called here.
Jim, who's losing this game by 11? Richwoods is attacking the basket with under a minute left to go, and Galesburg's coming down and running offense for knocking 30 seconds off the clock every time they have the ball.
Mynika Warner's third. That's the 15th foul. Two free throws for Mariah Smith, and this baby's good.
Just about there. If the streaks could come down and get a quick three, then they have an argument that they could still really press and maybe turn this game around, but they're going to need to score quickly here, not like the last two possessions where they worked the ball around.
Smith makes the second. 18 points for Mariah Smith, 43-30 in favor of Richwoods. Now the pass to, tried to get it to Warner. Here's Bailey Boyer with a three-point shot, no good. Rebound Mariah Smith with 40 seconds to go. And Danielle Desjardins will take her time bringing the ball up court. Ahead to Mariah Smith. Smith now gets it to center court to Metzger. Now to Desjardins. She's guarded by Peachy. On the dribble in front of the scorer's table. Still center court. Smith comes out and sets a pick four. Now Smith has the ball with 20 seconds to go in the game to Metzger. Metzger now on the dribble against Bailey Boyer to Mariah Smith. Now to Desjardins. Danielle Desjardins against Ty Peachy. Back out center court now to Metzger with 8 seconds to go in the game. 43-30 Richwoods. Looks like that's the way it's going to end. And now we'll get a hold on Peachy. And that'll be Ty Peachy's first foul. And the 16th foul on the streaks. And so Richwoods will throw it inbounds with 3 seconds to go on the clock. Leading by 13. Here's Mariah Smith set to throw it in. Gets it into Newkirk, and that's it. The final score, the Peoria Richwoods Knights, 43. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 30. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It's the end of fall. Get ready for winter. Pre-owned blowout sale at Yem in Galesburg. Going on now, and you can't afford to miss it. Yem's pre-owned cars, vans, trucks, and SUVs are marked down with fantastic savings. Whether you've been thinking about a newer model or you're worried what you drive right now won't make it through the winter, you need to see the folks at Yem. Get an 06 Toyota Corolla for under $12,000 with savings of $2,083. Get an 07 Pontiac Grand Prix for under $13,900 with savings of $2,155. Or get an 06 Chevy Impala for under $7,000 with savings of $2,568. And buying pre-owned from Yem means exceptional warranties, including Chrysler Certified and GM Certified's extended warranty with factory bumper-to-bumper coverage for an additional year. Yem has over 200 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all with exceptional savings. But hurry, Yem's 3-day end of fall get ready for winter pre-owned blowout sale ends at the close of business December 1st. Don't miss it.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by John Herman at AG Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. For tonight, partly cloudy, low near 24. For Saturday, partly sunny, high around 49. Saturday night, cloudy, chance of snow, showers, low around 30. For Sunday, colder, snow likely with light accumulation possible. Near steady temperature around 33. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 29 degrees.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Glad to have you with us tonight. The news is not good as the Streaks, who were in this game for a while, end up losing 43-30. Our postgame final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. It's still early. How about heading to Hungry Hobo after the game? For Richwoods, they were led in scoring by Mariah Smith, who's on her way, I think, to being an all-stater. Smith with 18 points. 12 points for Katie Murphy. Maddie Newkirk had 8, 3 for Shyla Knott, and 2 for Danielle Desjardins. Amber Metzger started but did not score. The Streaks had co-leading scorers, Shelby Pacheco and Mynika Warner, both with 9 apiece in this game tonight. Pacheco with a nice game from the free throw line. She was 7 of 9. Jessica Howard had 8 points for the Streaks, 2 for Ty Peachy, and 2 points for Sarah Baker. It was 11-8 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. Richwood's outscoring Galesburg 11-8 in the second quarter, and we were all tied up, 19 all at the half. Then Richwood's Sarah Baker went out with an injury. We should say that. She injured her ankle in the second quarter, and the streak seemed a little bit lost without her out there at times. And they really had some trouble scoring and moving the ball around. Richwood's outscored Galesburg 14-4 in the third quarter to lead it 33-23 at the end of three. And then Richwood's outscores Galesburg 10-7 in the fourth quarter to win it 43-30. So the streaks now 2-3 on the season. They'll play Metamora at 7:30 on Monday night.
Well, I think to piggyback off what you said, Jim, the streaks did seem lost after Sarah Baker went out of the game. It seemed that they got a little bit too happy to pass it around the exterior of the three-point arc and just pass it around and never looked to go inside. When Sarah Baker was in the game, she seemed to be cutting inside and also doing a little bit of dribble penetration. We didn't see much of that in the second half while she was on the bench. And also, we saw a lot more forced passes. The girls were trying to force it into Mynika. They weren't letting the offense develop. Mynika also, to the guards, the defense, also did not find very open spots on the floor. She seemed to keep herself down on the low post, never coming up to the high post where it was open in order to do a little high-low action. And I think Coach Massey's going to use each one of these games as a teaching tool. And this one, definitely, you're going to look back and you're going to see how the girls performed against the 2-3 zone. It wasn't very good, and they're going to need to work on that, and that's something he can use in practice. And like he said, he's not going to have a lot of practice this week, but hopefully when he does find time, he'll be able to get it in there.
It almost seemed at times that Mynika was maybe thinking too much. I don't know. She just wasn't following her natural instincts. She was trying to move to a specific place on the floor instead of just letting that offense flow a little bit.
Yeah, and basketball is the same thing as football. When you have a zone out there, you have to find the open spots in that zone. The streaks were faced with that 2-3 zone, and it seemed like that the Richwood Knights were allowing the girls to have the high post. They were also allowing that weak side block. And it goes against conventional wisdom to be looking for the opposite side that you're on down in the post. But that's usually what's open in the 2-3. And they were allowing that to be wide open. The girls should have looked there a little bit more. We saw a couple looks in there. And also, they scored probably 4 points out of that look. It would have had more, except Jessica Howard dropped one pass down low.
And we saw Shelby Pacheco. You mentioned at one time for maybe 30 seconds, she was in there wide open underneath, and they couldn't get the ball to her. And if they're double-teaming Mynika, then somebody has to be open.
Yeah, Jim, and that's one of the things. When you look at a team, you have to understand the teams are going to scout you. When scouting the streaks, the first thing you're going to key in on is Mynika Warner. In a 2-3, it's easier to throw a double-team at her to keep her scoring too low. Well, then obviously if there's a double team somewhere, you have to realize as a guard, if you're Bailey Boyer, if you're Megan Young, if she's in the game, or Manjiri, or even Sarah Baker when she's not hurt, you have to understand that when there's a double team, there's somebody open. You need to find that open person instead of trying to force it into your star. Mynika will get hers. She'll get her points off rebounds. She'll also get her points when, you know, somebody else starts scoring and they can't hold that double team the whole time. So they definitely have to start looking to the other post. And I like Shelby Pacheco today. Seemed like she was open a lot. Was only found a few times.
We see some of the former Street Girls players home from Thanksgiving. Kelly Ricketts is standing right down here on the floor talking to Bill and Jane Boydston. And Taylor Young, also who was playing guard for Carl Sandburg College, also in the gym here tonight. So some of the former Streak players are back. In fact, Taylor Young is playing at Sandburg, and Kelly Ricketts is playing volleyball at St. Francis College in Joliet. I guess it's St. Francis University now in Joliet. That's our old stomping grounds up there, right? We got to get it right. The other games here today, the Galesburg sophomores lost to Richwood's 57-52. They're now 3-1 on the season. In the other varsity games today, it was United Township losing to Metamora 68-59. And then Metamora had to come right back and play another game, and they lost to Freeport 49-41. And of course, the Streaks losing to Richwood's 43-30 in this one. There was a game that was played on Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. And that game was not played here. It was played at Sherrard High School. And in that game, Illini West defeated Sherrard 63-59. So tomorrow, here at John Thiel Gym, the action will start at 10:30 as Rock Island Alleman will play Sherrard. Then UT against Illini West at noon. At 4:30 tomorrow, it'll be Alleman and Illini West. And then at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the game that really everybody is pointing towards in this tournament. It's kind of been the featured game that Coach Massey, I know, has told me that there's going to be a lot of scouts here and a lot of people looking at this game as Richwoods will play Freeport. That'll be a rematch of the DeKalb Super Sectional from last year in which Freeport defeated Peoria Richwoods. And then the Streak game, because of Metamora playing in the state championship, has been moved to Monday night, and that game will be played at 7:30. It'll be Galesburg against Metamora, and I watch Metamora tonight against Freeport, and they have a great team, and Galesburg's really going to have its hands full in that game against a solid Redbird team.
Well, and Galesburg's had their hand full a lot in this tournament. As we talked going into the tournament, there was a lot of good teams coming in here to play, big schools, small schools, and we've seen the Streaks step up at times. I thought they played very well in the first half of this game as well as the first half against Freeport. They just have to put a full game together.
You know, I've never thought the team, in all the games we've had so far this year, I've never thought the bench was thin until Baker went out tonight, and then you could really see it.
Oh, it definitely showed through when Baker was out of the game. And no offense to the girls coming off, but they're just young and inexperienced. They weren't looking for offense, and they haven't looked for offense when they've come in at other points, but it doesn't matter as much because you did have a Sarah Baker, a Monica Warner, and Jessica Howard looking for their points out there.
In fact, Ty Peachy, who came in when Baker went out and played quite a bit of the second, third, and fourth quarters, looked extremely good in the game for the Streaks. She had a basket in the game in the fourth quarter of play, a key basket, got an offensive rebound and a basket. But you just kind of had the feeling there at the end after Baker went down, especially as you got into the fourth quarter, that the Streaks bench had gone a little bit thin and that they were a little bit overmatched in this game. And even in the Freeport game last Saturday night, you didn't have that feeling. You thought that they were able to substitute, and it was more Galesburg causing the turnovers themselves in that game, then it was Freeport taking it away from them. But tonight, you really got the idea at the end that Richwoods was taking it right to them.
Definitely. And it's an aggressive Richwoods team. Coach is definitely going to have to work with them on passing angles, as we've talked before, and as well as their entry passes. They can't force the ball into Mynika if the pass isn't there, and we saw a lot of that again tonight. I think it's going to be an important key for this team to develop is when they're running the offense and it's clicking, as we've seen in other games such as the Rock Island game. It was because they were making crisp, clean passes and girls were cutting to open spots on the floor. And when you're not at open spots on the floor, it's tough to get that offense moving.
Our post-game final stance brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Evan Massey is making his way up to our broadcast booth. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you tonight on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Evan Massey has joined us. Is it Sarah Baker's ankle?
Yes, yeah, her ankle's hurt, but hopefully it'll be all right. I mean, she felt like she was able to go, and her parents thought she was ready to go, but the trainer said no. So,
she wanted to come back in, huh?
Yeah, she was ready to go.
So she just rolled it then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. You know, it may be a case that she wanted to go, but if she'd gone out, she wouldn't be able to go and stuff. And it's early in the year, so, you know, time will tell with it. Hopefully she'll be ready to go Monday. That's what we want to work toward.
Now, Coach, the Richwoods use a 2-3 zone primarily in this game, and they've switched off it once in a while in the first half, but it seemed that the girls got a little stagnant on offense here in the second half.
Yeah, boy, did we. Well, you know, I mean, actually what they run, they set up in a 2-3 look, but it's the Mariah Smith, what she does is she actually runs the baseline, so it's really they give a 2-3 look and it actually turns into, but they match in a 1-3-1. But, you know, part of the problem was, for us the whole game was we didn't get the ball. If we could have gotten the ball down on the left baseline, it forces her to make that rotation, and she didn't with it and stuff. But I thought they're a team that they match pretty well in what you're doing. You have to be very strong with the basketball and pass it, you know, to get to the open people. I thought in the first half, our guards showed, you know, incredible patience as far as doing it. I know people would say, well, they needed to attack more. That I thought we were effective in the first half, where we attacked by passing to the post players up in the high post area. And there was one time where Mika, I remember, got it and dumped it down to, I think, Shelby or Sarah for a nice layup inside. And we attacked it kind of that way. In the second half, I think they put more pressure on our guards out in the perimeter, and we tended to just turn our back to the basket, and as opposed to still facing up. And at that point, what we needed to do is just say, we're going to dribble and we're going to attack the lane and stuff, and we weren't really able to do that.
They were trying to get the ball into Mynika, but boy, it seemed like for an eternity that they couldn't get it into her, and they were double-teaming Mynika, and it looked like Pacheco a couple times was wide open.
Yeah, that, you know, one of the things in the first half, we'd kind of gotten that skip pass, and in the second half, what we wanted to do was run the same thing and then have the kids slip into the lane that we had. Jessica did that at from the top and the other, but we thought that Shelby could slip and get in there, exactly what you're saying, because they were so involved with Mika and what was going on there. And the problem was, you know, we just never were able to quite get the job done, that either we would flash so early that they'd get us covered, or we wouldn't flash at all with it and stuff. But it's I thought defensively, I thought our post battled and we did a good job. I thought we probably, if anything, we had too many turnovers trying to get the ball into the low post when they were double teamed, as opposed to if we probably used the high post, we would have been a little better off.
Coach, it seems like, and this is a recurring issue that I've noticed throughout the early season here, is when Bailey's controlling the ball, she tends to try to force it into Mynika, even if the pass isn't there. Is that something you've talked to her about passing angles and passing lanes? Because there's been a lot of times that Monika's bailed her out by making great catches, mm-hmm, as opposed to great passes into the post.
Well, you know, right now I think with Bailey, we want her to, you know, continue to look to attack and stuff. I think that's, you know, that's something that will take care of itself as it goes. I think, you know, really in transition, I thought there at the very end of the game, you know, we kind of started to get it up and down the floor a little bit more. But, you know, we really, you know, it's something where I think right now, you know, probably as a freshman, Bailey's probably too concerned about making mistakes. I think I'd really rather right now live with anything that she's doing that's aggressive and going, like, you know, she got took a three there at the end and stuff. But, you know, she needs to do some of that stuff. But, you know, she's for a freshman, she's a tough kid, and she, you know, she keeps getting better all the time. And we're definitely a better team when she's, you know, running the break and pushing the ball for us.
Ty Peachy, you look good too.
She did a good job, came in and played hard, took care of the basketball and stuff. That, you know, it's kind of tough for her because there's a few things a little bit different than we would do, that we do with the sophomore team. So kind of running some things that she's not quite sure where she's going with things. But, you know, she played hard, you know, and that's what we need is, you know, somebody just come in and play hard.
Metamora gave Freeport a great game tonight. You get to play them Monday. That'll be a hard one.
Oh, it definitely will. They did a good job of today in what they're doing, and they really, the irony is they're, you know, really about, they're one basket away from being undefeated in the tournament, that they lost to Alleman in overtime and had a chance to win that one. So, yeah, it'll be, you know, we'll have our hands full, but, you know, again, you know, we'll have a chance tomorrow. The girls have a chance to kind of take the day off, and hopefully we can, you know, come back from there.
Well, we see Sarah Baker walking, and she's carrying her bag and walking across the floor. And we saw Mike Rucks working on her a little bit. It looks like she's going
to
be...
Well, okay. I need to go talk to her before she leaves. So,
okay.
See you guys.
See you, Coach.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
that's
Coach.
Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our interview with Evan Massey brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Well, after a lengthy conference, we are going to name Shelby Pacheco, the 5'9 junior, who scored 9 points tonight, 7 for 9 from the free throw line, as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
I think Shelby had a very good game for what Shelby is destined to be for this team, and that's a post off the bench that is to get open, get rebounds. I had her grabbing 5 rebounds in the game, and that's pretty good off the bench to grab 9 points, 5 rebounds. I bet Coach would take that almost every game.
So our next broadcast on WGIL will be Monday night. That'll be at 7:10 with the pregame, 7:30 the tip-off. It'll be Galesburg against Metamora. But don't forget, tomorrow, a full schedule here in the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament, especially that Richwoods-Freeport game, which will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Prior to that, Alleman and Illini West at 4:30, UT and Illini West at noon, and Alleman and Sherrard will play at 10:30. Our thanks to Ralph Henning, the athletic director here, Dr. Tom Childs, the principal at Galesburg High School, and congratulations again to Shelby Pacheco. She's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. We'll see you Monday night. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.